From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. If you think you keep late work hours, chances are you have nothing on the mayor of South El Monte, California, outside Los Angeles. Blanca Figueroa would often be found in her city hall office long past midnight. That is, until the city council voted to say, "Mayor Figueroa, go home." The council imposed a curfew, ordering all council members and staff and the mayor to leave the office by 11 p.m. And Mayor Figueroa joins us from her office in City Hall. Mayor Figueroa, what's the latest that you would typically be working in the office?
I'm usually in my office starting at 11, going as late as 1, 2, and sometimes 3 in the morning.
And why is that?
The mayor's work is never done. Uh-huh. With all the emails I get from our residents, our business community, federal and state programs that we have going, plus the regular mail that I get, it takes a lot of time to address every issue, to look up concerns regarding situations that are happening in our community, to our residents, to our business community, and they all have to be addressed in a timely manner.
And you've been mayor for 5 years now, is that right?
I've been the first woman elected mayor of the city of South El Monte.
It sounds like you've kind of been living in your office a little bit. Is it comfortable there that late?
It's comfortable. I put on my slippers, put my hair up, put on CNN or whatever's on. I have my refrigerator here with some fruit, and I have a cup of soup, some microwave, so I do just fine. It's my home away from home.
And you have some fish there, I believe.
I have 2 betta fish. I have Ricky and Lucy, and then Fred and Ethel are behind me in another bowl.
So they keep you company?
Absolutely.
Well, here's what the city council said when they voted on this curfew. They said there are safety issues, liability issues. If anything happened to you late at night, they would be liable. What do you think about that?
Well, I've been doing this for 15 years since I was elected in 1997.
To the city council.
My question is, yes, why the concern now? We have insurance through the city. I'm very careful and cautious when I come into the city. I park my car nearest the door here. I lock myself in. The sheriff knows that I'm here. They constantly drive by. They come in, have a cup of coffee or juice and a candy bar. So they're well aware. And I've not worried about it, and I don't see why there should be an issue now.
Well, why do you think the council voted the way it did?
I wish I knew, to be honest with you. To me, it's a policy that should have not been addressed at all. We have other issues dealing in the community with people who are losing their homes, children that are hungry. Because of the economic times here, we're dealing with grave issues that are affecting our community, and the council needs to look at the big pictures and help me address the needs of our community that is asking for help. I'm going to do what I have to do for the people that put me into office, and that's to serve them.
I just want to make sure I understand. It sounds like what you're saying is you will work as late as it takes, regardless of what the city council voted last week.
Well, let's just say I'll do what I can to meet the curfew. I know one of my council members, Mr. Delgado, also suggested they take my keys from me. In talking to one of my sheriffs, they said, "Mayor, if council does catch you working after 11 or 1, they can literally press charges and have you arrested."
Really?
Yes.
You think it might come to that?
I hope not. I don't look good in orange. It's not my color, so
I see.
No.
Okay. Well, Mayor Figueroa, it's good of you to take time out. I know it's a busy day. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Melissa. I appreciate it, and thank you for All Things Considered. Happy holidays to all. Feliz Navidad, and God bless us one and all.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Mayor Blanca Figueroa, the mayor of South El Monte, California.